But I haven't even gotten to the best part yet. By the time it was all over, the poor thing was bleeding out on the floor. Can you imagine? Please, please don't kill me. If only they knew. What? You found this one skulking about the castle? Well, it must have been in a very precarious place, since you deemed it fit to interrupt my important dinner here with my nobles. My quarters? And why, dear human, were you in my quarters? Why would I even ask such a thing? Clearly, you were looking for me. But I wasn't there, was I? What are you? Some lost thrall? Looking for its master? No. Your eyes aren't dead enough. Assassin! I do believe it's the funniest joke I've ever heard. How would you plan to kill me, you fragile thing that could break all the bones in your body? What's this? Leave us. Thank you. We shall pick up this matter later. I know you all have a long journey home ahead of you, but everything we discussed is... Everything is going according to plan. Thank you. No, of course not. You may leave us as well. The human poses no threat to me. I can take care of myself. So... You mind telling me where exactly you got this? Because it's not yours. Did you steal it? Given to you? You are just full of jokes, aren't you? The funniest man alive. Really, I'm in no mood for japes tonight. The truth. Who did you steal it from, or who did you kill to get it? Be honest. I see. You do know who I am, of course. Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? So, why do you think that lying to me is a good idea? No. You are not telling the truth. Because this belongs to my brother. And my brother hates humans. He thinks you vile creatures, just as all of us vampires do. So not even with his last dying breath would he bestow this upon you. All right. My patience is running thin. You can tell me where you got it, or I can end your pathetic life here and now. He said what? And you were with him when he... If you are lying to me, if I find out that you are somehow to blame for this, your suffering will be eternal. Who? How? How did he? Damn it. That means there's a damn mole. Probably one of the filthy, power-hungry nobles I just let walk out the door. Somebody must have slipped his location. Why would he trust you? Why would he give this to you and... Why did you try to kill me? Oh, you fool. That's not what it means. It's a poem. Our mother used to read it to us. It's the only way that I would know you, actually. I didn't mean for you to kill me. Why would he trust you? He must have had no other choice, I suppose. No. You came all this way. You're not enthralled. I sense no magic. Why would you do that for him? Friends. Surely you, Jabe. And yet I sense truth in your words. I have no explanation for why, but I believe you. I cannot see the wisdom in my brother's choice. Not yet, at least. Did he say anything else in his final moments? At least you were there for him. At least he didn't die alone. He would have hated that. He would have hated that. Come. Well, as you know, no, my brother did not send you to me as a means to my end. As a gift, surely. A friend. Although I admit, a friendship with a human is not something that ever crossed my mind as a possibility for me, but if you were friend to my brother, then I shall call you friend too. We may be bloodthirsty beasts, but being a friend to the court of empires would open up many opportunities for you. You know this, surely. Your neck is bare. No scars, no marks. Truly, he never... Interesting. I would very much like to understand the relationship between you and my brother. He was only gone for a year. Could that much have really changed? Suppose he made no mention of you in his letters. I wonder why. Perhaps he wanted to protect you. Would you allow me to? Only a bit. I only want a small taste. It takes much more than that for one to become a thrall. Believe it or not, all thralls are actually willing. Indeed. Although it doesn't take much to convince your kind of anything. A few sweet words. You are a natural prey. Everything about us invites you in. I only meant that I could see your memories. My brother's last moment. It is a rare gift. But yes, it would be able to see. I beg of you, please. I don't know if I will like what I see, but I think I need to. I must. I would very much like to have your consent in the matter. Please, allow me. Thank you. There's no need to tense up. Relax yourself. It won't even hurt. Well, it might. I don't actually know. But there's one way to find out. Just close your eyes. There you go. Lean. Yes, that's it. Thank you for offering me this closure. No, I'm okay. I'll be fine. There's nothing you can do for me anyways. Nothing more. I mean, you held his hand. He let you. I could feel how hard he was squeezing. He was in so much pain. But you were there for him. You fascinate me. Truly, are you some sort of vampire whisperer? And if there's even such a thing. Well, you've gone from trying to kill me to being a friend. Perhaps you do have some sort of power. Imagine. Never mind. I'd rather not discuss such a topic. Processing my brother's death. And yet I feel it pulling at me. There was a memory, much further back. You, my brother, and a certain vampire viscountess. Was that a real memory, or perhaps a daydream of yours? Oh, I see. While I'm not one who is easily flustered, that I will say. You both fancied her. I see. So, I take it she liked you both. No, I don't need to discuss the details. I saw most of them. And now, am finding myself regretting my power. Crying one moment, laughing the next. Maybe you do have some sort of power. You don't need to explain. I know you didn't have feelings for my brother. You just had feelings for her, and she had feelings for both of you, and I'm not judging you. It's just something lighthearted amidst all. I'm sorry. It's not funny, truly. Okay. Perhaps a little. You have quite the member. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're choking. Goodness. I didn't mean to fluster you. I can't control what I say, okay? It's just flashes, really. Some things have great detail depending on how intense the moment was. So, well, maybe. You know, I think if you had just opened with your entanglement with my brother, perhaps I would have been more convinced at first. If there is one thing my brother is known for, it is most certainly his, how do I say, sexual curiosities. Oh no. A threesome is not the worst of his offenses, but that is neither here nor there. I do not wish to soil your memory of him. Oh, yes. He used to throw the most elaborate balls. No clothes was mandatory for entry. But when you're as old as we are, well, normal things excite you less, I suppose. It may seem obscene to you, but For us, it's normal. What? Sorry, I was just... I can't get it out of my head. Let's just say I did not wish to see my brother so pleased. But I'm glad the three of you had a great time. The Viscountess seemed most pleased indeed. Makes me wonder what hidden talents you have. I'm just curious. You must forgive me, but... well... a human... swooning vampire, let alone two. You could make it three, if you convinced me of your worth. Well, surely there is something amazing about you. You must be a great lover. Can't imagine why. Else. Forgive me, I should not. I'd just rather think about anything else right now. You know, it seems that you would as well. Perhaps it wouldn't be all bad. Perhaps it wouldn't be bad just to... No. No, we can't. We can't. This is... wrong. And yet... yet I feel... I can't explain it. Maybe I'm just caught up in the emotions from memories. Why are you looking at me like that? Like you pity me. I wish you would not. Take off your clothes. I said, take off your clothes. Now, trust me, no one's going to come in here without my say so. You have nothing to worry about. slowly. I want to savor the moment. I can see why the Viscountess was tempted. What a grand member indeed. I can't say for certain that I'm prepared for it. Slowly. Please. That's good. I wasn't expecting that. Your turn. To be on bottom, of course. Oh, you can't lie to me, sweetheart. I saw your memories after all. I know all the dirty things that you let the Viscountess do to you. And how you liked them. How you whimpered. How you begged for more. You're going to do that for me now. You like it when I grab my hips back and forth? Just to little tease before I start bouncing up and down. Yeah, you like that? Good boy. You can be more vocal. I'm not going to judge you. Good boy. Not fair. Not fair, not fair, not fair. I was supposed to be the one to move. This, damn you. Damn you. I'm on top. I'm supposed to. But you just keep thrusting. No. I was supposed to. No, I'm gonna. Damn you. Really fucking naughty of you. What's that? Whenever I slap you, I swear, I can feel your cock twitching inside of me. That's just a coincidence, right? Surely you don't like it when I hit you. Unless you do. Do you like it when I hit you? Naughty boy. Are you a naughty boy? Do you like it being hit? Naughty boy. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna move again. What if you take control and start thrusting up into me? I'm gonna have to hit you a lot harder. After all, I'm much, much stronger than you. There it is. There it is. There you go. Good boy. Patient boy. I like the way I bounce in your cock to you. Oh, of course you do. Good patient boy. I love the way your cock feels inside of me, my patient boy. You like making me feel good? Of course you do. Good boys love making their mistresses feel good. You want me to come for you? You do? Say please. Say please. Good boy, I'm gonna come for you, okay? I want you to come with me. What are you doing? What? Okay, let me stop you there. I appreciate the sentiment, but you've already made me come 3 times. It's very unnecessary. You are a marvel. Any expectations I have, you've completely blown out of the water. We could continue, I suppose. But surely not in here.